Bird flu's toll on flocks across the country has meant eggs are expensive and in short supply. Some Americans are thinking they'll just get their own backyard flocks. That's adding up to a booming demand for baby chicks. But as NWPB's Anna King tells us, even if that demand can be met, spring is coming, and with it, more bird flu.
It's quiet here at Chad Cottrell's place outside of Benton City, Washington. Used to be loud. In this fenced-in yard, just a couple roosters and a baker's dozen of free-range chickens scratch.
At one time, we had about 3,500 birds running around this place, chicken houses and everything before we got hit with the avian and lost it all. So that was hard.
Several years ago, Cottrell's domestic ducks mingled with wild ducks, then flew home with the avian flu back to his chicken yard. He says the toll was immediate, from no sign to hundreds dead overnight. Some birds staggered like drunks. Cottrell still gets a bit misty looking at his near-empty chicken yard.
Losing that many birds, that big of an investment, because there's... can't claim it on insurance. It was just a loss.
Still, new chickens are starting out every day. Hatchlings are set in this brooder box shortly after they've shed their shell. Heat lamps and fuzzy friends welcome them.
Oh, what's that? What's that scary camera thing?
Oh my gosh.
I know, they're so cute.
Suzanne Chandler near Bellingham, Washington, sells about 100 chicks a week during peak season. This year, like many hatcheries and feed stores across the country, she's seen a dramatic increase in orders.
Oh, it is up 300% from last January. January is usually kind of a slow month. Man, we hit Boxing Day and the inquiries started coming in.
She hatches chicks every Monday at Flower Feather Farm.
Well, right now we're at where they are spoken for before the egg has even been laid.
And many of the families she's selling to have never had chickens before. She's had people from as far away as Portland, Oregon, and Montana come in person to get chicks.
That's part of the joy of what I do, is getting new families kind of educated and mentored so that they can get started having their own chickens and their own laying hens and their own food supply.
That new chick education these days is requiring a heavy dose of reality about biosecurity and avian influenza. So Oregon State veterinarian Ryan Scholes says, if all this chicken talk has you considering a few new chicks,
maybe you should pause one extra time. When you think you're ready to go get those chicks, give yourself one extra day to think through that disease risk.
This highly pathogenic bird flu has killed or meant the destruction of more than 58 million domestic fowl across the U.S. And with the spring migration, more birds move around with the virus, creating more load in the environment. Another nearby Washington farm sends chickens across the United States via the post. Matthew Nelson also tends to some very rare breeds of chickens.
Well, with these flocks that we have, some of them have become challenging to get over the years. Like the Hungarian yellows, for example. Those
birds originally came over to America decades ago, but there are not many of them left in the world, Nelson says. To protect his precious birds, Nelson is really strict about the biosecurity at his place. He says he invites few visitors to his farm. More often, he transports birds off his premises for chicken drops.
Some people enjoy it because it's almost like, hey, I'll meet you in the parking lot behind McDonald's and we'll do the chicken exchange there. So I think a lot of people think that's fun.
Nelson says as much as he would love to have visitors over, he can't, because once his rare flocks are gone, they're gone. I'm Anna King.